Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of August 2019. Supreme Court has asked founder editor of Tihalka magazine Tarun Tejpal that why did he apologize to his former colleague if he claims the sexual assault charges against him were a sham, thereby putting him in a dock. Rajya Sabha has passed the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Bill 2019 that seeks to abolish Article 370 and Article 35A of the Constitution of India, 1950 in Jammu and Kashmir, while also bifurcating the state into union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Supreme Court has declined to grant bail to former Congress leader Sajjan Kumar, who is undergoing life imprisonment in one of the cases related to 1984 anti-Sikh riots case. Supreme Court has granted 4 weeks to states, union territories, UTs, and others as last opportunity to file their responses to the PIL relating to the suffering of acid attack victims across India and questioning the sale of acid in open market. The Apex Court, which had issued notices to 42 parties including the centre, its various ministries and all the 29 states and UTs on the PIL in February 2018, noted that till now only 13 have filed their responses. Supreme Court has observed that DNA test cannot be ordered without there being appropriate satisfaction for requirement of such test. The court held that in the instant case where without carrying out any substantial investigation, the police authorities had jumped on the conclusion that DNA test should be obtained. Delhi High Court has directed immediate relocation of students studying in a dilapidated 100-year-old school building in Delhi Cantonment area and asked the Army and the AAP government to accommodate them in their schools. Delhi Court has directed expel BJP MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar, accused of raping a minor girl at his residence in Unnao in 2017, to be shifted to Tihar Jail here from Sitapur prison in Uttar Pradesh. Delhi High Court has directed the AAP government to put in place a response system for preventing waterlogging in the capital, which would automatically come into force when it rains. The court asked the Public Works Department to keep monitoring for chances of rain in the city, and the moment it does, water pumps should be started to ensure waterlogging does not occur. Bombay High Court, while taking note of the suit filed by 63 Moons Technologies Limited in June 2019 seeking damages and compensation to the tune of 10,000 rupee crore from K.P. Krishnan, Secretary, Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, P. Chidambaram, former Union Finance Minister and Ramesh Abhishek, Secretary, DPIIT has summoned the three to appear before the court on the 15th of October, 2019 to answer to the plaintiff's claim. Bombay High Court has rejected a plea filed by a witness in the alleged fake encounter case of suspected gangster Sarabuddin Sheikh, his wife Kasuabi and their aide, challenging the acquittal of 22 people in the case by a special court. Calcutta High Court has dismissed a bail plea by Sujit Mandal, a bodyguard of former West Midnapore Police Chief Bharati Ghosh, in an extortion case in which the former IPS officer is also an accused. Telangana High Court has issued notices to the state government to respond to the PIL file challenging the Telangana State Private Universities Act, 2018, providing 25% of seats to students of the state for admission into courses in the private varsities. Bombay High Court has issued notice to the state government seeking details of the current strength and vacancies in the state police. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed the Delhi Pollution Control Committee to make the use of sound limiters essential in all sound systems, to reduce noise pollution in the national capital. The tribunal cited the examples of Tripura and West Bengal, which have drafted policies to make the use of sound limiters mandatory. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has imposed a total penalty of 2.7 crore rupees on three firms for indulging in anti-competitive practices by colluding to rig bid of a tender floated by Pune Municipal Corporation. Madras High Court has directed the concerned authorities to complete the inquiry into the allegations raised against J. Paul Devasagayam, Area Director, Special Olympics Bharat Tamil Nadu, with respect to the selection process of players made during the last year 2018 and pass appropriate orders on the same.